Hello and welcome to today's Social Media Daily News Roundup. My name is Lucy Hall and I am your host. Today's Social Media News Roundup in one place so that you don't have to go anywhere else. Facebook re-enables viewers' public feature allowing 2018 security issue. Facebook restricts live feature citing New Zealand shooting. Instagram looks set to ramp up its efforts against apps selling likes and followers. We have an incredible audience advantage. Twitch is expanding its sales team as it seeks bigger deals. TikTok overtakes Facebook as most downloaded app. Those are your headlines. Here are those stories in more detail. TikTok overtakes Facebook as most downloaded app. According to market intelligence firm Sensor Tower, TikTok recorded its best ever first quarter yet for new users in the quarter ending March, with 188 million new installs, of which India accounted for over 47%. Facebook re-enables viewers' public feature following 2018 security issue. Facebook is restoring the option for users to view their profile from the perspective of someone they aren't friends with, as well as making it easier for users to manage what information does or doesn't get displayed on the public-facing version of their profiles. Facebook restricts live feature citing New Zealand shooting. First-time offenders will be suspended from using live for set periods of time, the company said. It is also broadening the range of offences that will qualify for one-strike suspensions. The tightening of rules around its live streaming feature ahead of a meeting of world leaders aimed at curbing online violence in the aftermath of the Christchurch massacre. Instagram looks set to ramp up its efforts against app-selling likes and followers. Given that influencer marketing has become such a prominent part of the Instagram ecosystem, it comes as little surprise that the platform is now working to crack down on users who've purchased likes and followers in order to inflate their standing and potentially profit from the same by pitching their perceived reach and relevance to unknowing brands. We have an incredible audience advantage. Twitch is expanding its sales team as it seeks bigger deals. Amazon-owned Twitch is out to attract more ad dollars from brands and agencies and is growing its sales team to do so. In charge of the mission is Walker Jacobs, who joined Twitch in December as its chief revenue officer. With experience at media company Fandom, Clear Channel Outdoor and Turner Broadcasting System, Jacobs is part of Twitch's growth team to court brands and agencies globally. While Twitch is headquartered in San Francisco, Jacobs is based out of its New York office and is overseeing the sales expansion globally, including in Asia and Europe. That's been today's Social Media Daily News Roundup. To find out more information about these stories, you can go to socialday.live and see the latest news. My name's Lucy Hall and this has been today's Social Media Daily News Roundup. If you want to find out more information about the stories that you just heard, you can go to socialday.live. You can also go to our website, socialday.co.uk, to find out more about the events and the awards that we are doing for social media and social media marketers. You can find us on Twitter at socialday.uk, or you can find us on Instagram under Social Day UK. You can also follow me on Twitter. I am Lucy, S-H-A-L-L. If you want any more information about the news stories or any of the events that we cover in social media, you can find us via any of those channels. My name's been Lucy Hall, and I'm your host of the Social Day Daily News Roundup.